Hello, we are back with our two of the weekly Reverse Speedtelling. We normally broadcast you from Adelaide, South Australia, but now I'm in Santa Cruz, California, where I thought it was going to be nice and hot and sunny. It's sunny, but it's cold. I've got my sweater on. Anyway, I'm sure weather's a lot better in Hawaii, and we walked to the program for the third time, I believe. Dick, welcome to the show. Dick Walguy, premier remote viewer. How's things?
Oh, I'm great, David. How are you? And what takes you to Santa Cruz, California? That's a long way from home for you.
Yeah, well, I'm in America for a month. We're filming. We're doing some final filming for my documentary. And I've got a lecture in Ashland, and I'm just seeing clients and friends and catching up with people, you know. And then I'm off to London. I've got a couple of lectures in London that should be good. And
then that's a lot of travel.
Yes, it is.
How was your experience flying from Australia to the U.S.? They're making the seats so small now. It's really bad.
Well, I actually cheated. I upgraded to business class using my points.
That's good for you. I try to do that whenever I fly to Asia. It's inhumane in economy. Not anything you, especially for a flight that long. What is it, 15 hours?
Yeah, 15 hours, yeah. Yeah, no, business class is the only way to go. I wish I had the money to go business class every time, you know.
You can take a nap and have a little good food and relax and have a good time. Are you going to go up and see Jeff Rentz?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. 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 Well, we're filming Jeff for the documentary. He's being interviewed. So,
I look forward to seeing that. He's, doesn't put his face out there that often.
No, he doesn't. No. Well, he's doing it for Reverse Speed. So I feel very honored.
Oh, that's good. Well, say hi to Jeff for me. I'd like to get up and visit him sometime. Have you been to his place?
Oh yeah, many times. He's got a beautiful property, absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
I haven't made it over there, so yeah, I'd like to. Anyway, it's a beautiful day in Hawaii. I was just out at the ocean. We have a pretty nice little south swell, which means there are some waves about 6-7 foot faces today, and my friends were out surfing and I was taking video of them with my drone. So it's absolutely gorgeous, perfect Hawaii day with clear skies and beautiful blue ocean. Wonderful.
Yep. Wow. And with your drone, we're talking about the drones off air a little bit. They sound like a lot of fun.
It's amazing. You know, I hadn't been following the technology because I used to be a TV guy, so I was up on all the camera technology, and I kind of left that and retired about 5 years ago. So yeah, I have a nice video camera, and I had heard about drones. Excuse me, I needed to cough there. I had heard about drones and didn't really investigate them fully until I decided to buy one. And they always said, well, get a cheap drone because you're going to crash it, and then buy the expensive drone. But as I found out more about them, the good ones are just pretty much self-flying now. They're very forgiving. So I went with the high-end one, and first time I flew it, you know, I lifted it off, and I went like 10 feet in the air and 20 feet away and back. But they have a lot of safety measures. They avoid collisions. If you lose them, they come home automatically. And the picture quality, the controls, I think it came from alien technology. I think it must have been passed down from reverse engineered alien technology. It's so fantastical. Wow. What you can do with this little thing, and the picture quality and the computer controls is just beyond anything I ever would imagine. If you would have showed me this when I was in TV 10 years ago, I would have said, that's magic. That is absolute magic.
Wow.
So, you just get breathtaking, stunning video from the thing. It's really good.
Wow. I'll have to get myself one if I ever get some time.
Yeah, you could. Some interesting things in Australia you could shoot. There's a lot of good drone video on YouTube. You can just look it up and.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So what? How long you've been working on this documentary?
Well, a year now. A year. So we're hoping to have it out by the end of this year. That's what the plan is. And
it's a lot of work. Do you have a crew that's shooting it for you?
Yes, I got a crew that's shooting it for me. We've covered almost all the reverse speech side now. We've interviewed a lot of clients and practitioners and advocates. Now we want to get the skeptics. So they're going to be hunting around to universities and linguistic departments and interview some skeptics.
That's a good idea. A young filmmaker just interviewed me about remote viewing, and I said, what you should do is go to your college and get a physics professor and ask them, you know, do you believe remote viewing could be true? What laws of physics would it violate, or what laws of physics would you have to change for people to be able to see across space and time? So that's she might find physics professors that are open to it. So where are you looking for? You're going to find people that say, oh, this is just you make up sounds. It sounds like something, and any random accumulation.
Yeah, they're the typical statistics, you know, like your pareidolia, seeing pictures in clouds, you know, they're the standard criticisms I get, which I find very easy to combat, but anyway.
Well, it's good you're going to put that in your documentary. I mean, let them have their say, and then let them make their point, and then show your evidence. And there is amazing evidence.
Plenty of evidence to validate it's real. Heaven, gee whiz. 34 years I've got in it now, which is...
It's a lot of work doing a documentary. Good luck on it. I'm about to start one myself on the Time Cross project that we've been doing. We've done a year's worth of trying to predict future events a month before they happen, and we put it live on YouTube for everybody to see the hits and misses. I don't know if I talked about that last time. About a year?
Yeah, about that. Tell me about that. I'm really curious.
Oh man, time goes so fast. Well,
no, it's been about a year since I had you on. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell a little bit about remote viewing in my history first, then we'll get to Time Cross. So in case people are new to this. Remote viewing is a skill that was developed by the U.S. military. They didn't really invent it. It's a thing that humans have been doing throughout time. And I think every listener and every person has had moments of, what do you call it? Anomalous cognition, knowing, little mysterious moments where you're aware of something that you shouldn't be aware of. I use the example of people, you haven't seen a friend in 10 years and you suddenly think of them like, hey, I wonder how Andy's doing, you know, and then Andy calls you 2 minutes later. You know, wow, I was just thinking of what made me, parents who know wake up in the middle of the night and know their child is in trouble. And then they get a call, oh, the baby is sick, you know, so we've all had that. I'm sure you had that type of thing before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Cool.
What was your interest before reverse speech? Did you have an interest in parapsychology and anomalous cognition?
No, not really. No. Reverse speech really thrusts me into all of that field. You know, no, before reverse speech, I was pretty mainstream. You know, I'm a minister's son and raised in the church and I was a youth worker. That's what I was doing.
They didn't try to tell you this is of the devil. This is devil's.
Oh yeah. The church labeled me as satanic and threw me out.
Yeah. Well, we all heard that. Anyway, back to remote viewing. The throughout time, you know, leaders and militaries have had soothsayers and clairvoyants and people with the sixth sense and psychics, and they've had people interpret dreams. And the U.S. military, for all their they seem pretty conservative, but they actually will try anything. If there's something that will give them a leg up and give them more information, they'll try it. And as the official story goes, in the 1970s, late 60s, early 70s, there was some indication that the Russians were doing some things with psychics. And some people in our military said, well, how could we make sure that shield ourselves from psychics? So the higher up said, well, do that and let's see what they can do. So they started testing some natural psychics, Ingo Swann, the Hal Putoff, and people familiar with the remote viewing know all the names. They went to SRI in California. And they started testing some of these natural psychics, and they did very, very well. I mean, they blew the doors off the thing and just amazed these people. So what they discovered was that it is a natural skill that all humans possess to some extent. Now, some people are wired, so they're a little bit better of it. Just like some people are better architects, some people can envision a piece of furniture and build it. Some people are good at music. Some people are good at math. Some people are good at painting. It's the same way with psi functioning or what we call remote viewing. So the military got these standardized ways to allow you to communicate with your subconscious. And how this works is, all human beings, the stock human, comes with a subconscious awareness. There's part of you, there's a part of your consciousness that is connected to a greater field of consciousness where all information is somehow non-local.
Right. Yep. Absolutely agree. Yep.
And we accidentally throughout our lives connect with that, but we don't. You know, most people don't know where to put that on a shelf. They just kind of file that away as, well, boy, I don't know what that was. So, that was interesting. And they just forget about it. Well, the military said, let's see how we can get people to do this on demand. You know, let's come up with protocols and see if it works. So there were several military programs that investigated this. And in 1995... It became public in the mainstream. There were members of various units that were talking about this. Several of them wrote books and started teaching, and it was going to come out. So the CIA did kind of beat him to the punch and did an interview with Ted Koppel on Nightline and said, oh, yes, we've been hiring psychics. We've been using remote viewing. Yes, we put $20 million into this. We researched it. It was interesting. We had some results, but it's not reliable. It doesn't really work. It's interesting, but we're going to abandon it. Lie. Yeah.
Of course.
I think what they did was they made public the version that worked a little bit, and they put that into the New Age community, and that I think they have versions and technologies that are way beyond what they've given to the public. So just my private feeling.
I have no problems believing that one little bit.
So anyway, I personally, Dick Allgaier, here I was, a television newscaster for many, many years. And in Hawaii in 1997, driving home from work after doing the news, I heard a late night radio show with a remote viewer on it. And I thought, wow, if that's true, that is the coolest thing ever. I mean, I've got to look into that. So I read some books. I went and met some of the famous viewers. Courtney Brown opened an institute and started teaching it. I went there and took a 1-week class. And then I met a military remote viewer here in the islands who formed a group and was teaching for free. And I trained with him for like about 18 years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I've got like a college PhD in remote viewing. I mean, I learned how to the theory behind it. I did hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of targets. I learned how to teach it. I learned how to do analysis. I learned how to do targeteering, learned how to form groups within the greater group to have working operational groups with monitors, mission managers, how to take an unknown target and work it all the way through to a full report that we could give to law enforcement, and just, you know, took it to a very professional level. I had hundreds and if not thousands of hours of training over many, 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 many years. And I was lucky because it was there available for me at no charge, and I put a lot of time and effort into it. I went once or twice a week and worked 4 to 10 hours a week on this for all these years. So it's an interesting skill, and it was passed along to me, and I'm very appreciative of it. So now we're trying to take it out and see what it can do, where you can go with it. And that's very interesting. And that brings us to the Time Cross project, which we've been doing for a year. I don't think I talked about you.
Tell me about this. Oh, this is why I wanted you on, to get all this latest information.
Yeah, okay. I had always done, I seem to have a little bit of a sub skill in remote viewing. The viewer has to be blind to the target, which means if I'm going to give you a target, David, I don't tell you anything about it. I take a picture or a representation of a person, an event, a place or something, and I associate a series of letters and numbers with that. I give it like a encoding. Like if it's the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, I take a picture of that and I say, okay, this target is the Golden Gate Bridge. And I have a computer spit out a random set of letters and numbers like A1, B2, C3, D4. And I affix that to the target and I make an association in my consciousness between the target. I look at the picture. I know all about it. I read about it. I'm doing this like a meditative thing, so all I'm paying attention to is that bridge and that number. And then I put it in an envelope and seal the envelope so no one can see it, and I write that number on the outside, A1, B2, C3, D4. And I go, David, here's your target, A1, B2, C3, D4. Work it. And you sit down with only those numbers, no hint. You know, I don't say this is a structure somewhere in California. I don't say it's, nothing. It could be anything anywhere. And you key off of those numbers and tell me about the target.
Oh.
Now, I had exhibited some skill just having gut feelings. When you learn this skill and you open the pathway with your subconscious and do it on purpose, it happens to you more often without you intending it. Like you just go, golly, we haven't had a plane crash in a couple of years. When's the last time a big American airliner went down and it made national news? And then I go, oh, and so I'll write that down and draw something. And then 2 days later it happens. And yeah. I kind of had developed that skill. So I had done some tests. Like I set about on my own to, like, I wonder if I could remote view the lead story on ABC World News Tonight on April 30th. And I actually did this about 8 years ago. Okay, what's the lead story going to be this night, 3 weeks from now? And then I draw sketches of it, and I did my session, put it in an envelope and mailed it to myself and mailed it to someone else. And then on that day, watched the news, and I had drawn images from it. Wow, that's pretty cool. So we're working under the supervision of Dr. Courtney Brown who's a professor at a major university in Atlanta, PhD. He has an organization called the Farsight Institute, which does remote viewing projects. And he got myself together with Daz Smith, who you've been on the radio. I think you were on the radio with Daz and me.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't interviewed him on my show. I need to book him. I'll get some.
Yeah, I'll give you his contact. He's a nice guy. He's over in UK. You could maybe meet him if you're going to be.
Send me his contact details after the show, and I'll book him on.
Yeah. So anyway, Courtney said, "All right, we're gonna do this experiment. Dick, you and Daz will remote view starting in April. You'll do sessions describing events that will be happening in May." And we started it in March or April. I'll have to look at my records, of 2016. Okay. So originally what we did was we were afraid to do this. It's really putting your butt on the line to do a full session prognosticating what the news is going to be next month. And we didn't know if we could successfully do that. And we also didn't want to put this up and call attention to it and have the whole world see it and then be wrong.
Oh, dear me. Yeah.
So and I've got to tell you that remote viewers can be wrong. It's not 100%. You can, some days you're really good. Some days you're amazing and phenomenal. Some days you fall flat on your face and it just, you just don't get the connection. So we're afraid, like, okay, we want to do this and we want people to look at it. How can we do this and prove that we remote viewed it the month before?
Okay, Dick, just hold the line, mate. We have to.
So that was our first obstacle. Okay.
Okay. Well, here's the rest of the story when we get back. This is David John Einstein. Don't say keyboard.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back with the final segment of the weekly DJO show, and my guest is Dick Allguy from Hawaii. So where were we up to, Dick?
Okay, we were at Time Cross, and we were trying to figure out how to prove that our work was done in advance without actually showing it. Right. And so we came up with a system to, like, put our paper session up in an encrypted file, and then we would give the encryption code, and that was too cumbersome. Then we had the brilliant idea of, well, we'll publish it on YouTube privately, right? And YouTube will put a timestamp on it. And then when the data hits and when the event happens and we have successfully done it, we'll make the video public and everyone can see it, and we'll have the timestamp on it. Well, we did that the first month and we got a hit, and okay, we made an announcement. Look, we've been doing this project. We successfully put data up showing this event that just happened, but we put it up a month ago. And so here's the link, and we made it public. The problem was, by changing the link from private to public, it changed the date of the publication. So people looked at it and said, oh, you just published that today. You didn't publish that a month ago. So we were like, we had date stamps and we had honestly done it. So Courtney called Daz and he called me and he said, look, would you guys be willing to publish your data live on YouTube predicting next month's event for the world to see? And I said, gulp, okay. And Daz said, okay. So the next month, did our sessions, we record them, and Courtney published them on YouTube on like the 30th of the month, the 30th. So it's like April 30th, we put up a video going, this is what we see happening in the month of May. Here it is. Us standing at a board, drawing things and describing things. And then people look at it and we wait, and we're there watching the news every day. And there's one that was really good, but it was the nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, that happened in June 2016. And I had described that very well.
Wow.
If people go to YouTube, they can see. Look up D. Allguyre, D-A-L-L-G-I-R-E, Orlando nightclub shooting. Or you can go to farsight.org, which is Courtney Brown's site, farsight, F-A-R-S-I-G-H-T.org. And there are links to all the Time Cross sessions. So we're about to put one up. Let's see. I've done my work. I sent it to Courtney. What's today? The 27th. Yeah. He'll be publishing that in 2 days. So on the 30th, you'll see our predictions for May.
Okay. And that'll be up on YouTube.
Yeah. So I've done this for a year. I've done 12 of them. And I've had some significant hits. Speaking of documentaries, I'm going to make a documentary about that. I'm going to interview Daz and interview myself. But you know how much work it is to do a documentary. You have to shoot a lot of video.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll have our – when's your supposed to be done?
Well, they're talking about the end of this year. That's what the plan is. But
and then how will you distribute it?
We've already been approached by a couple of media outlets. I really don't want to say who they are because I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, good luck. We'll watch for that. So you're not going to just put it up on YouTube. You're gonna put it out as a release with DVDs and Vimeo and that type of
absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been made for public release. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, good. Well, good. Best of luck with that. I'll certainly buy it. So, yeah.
Good, good.
Way to go. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When I heard your advertisement, you do client work.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Let's say Dick Allguyre comes to you and he goes, okay, I want you to analyze me.
Yep.
How do you record the client's voice? Do you interview them? Do you have them extemporaneously speak?
No, I interview it live on the spot. You know, I just record them over Skype. Skype's got a little extension called Pamela. Call
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I just use that. And yeah, I do all my work over the phone.
Yeah. So you just like ask, like, hey, well, Dick, what's going on with your life? What did you do today? And what do you think about current events? And that?
Yeah, my first question is usually tell me who you are, married, single, kids, you know, go through a bit of background, and then, you know, what are the issues you're wanting to work on? What are you wanting to achieve out of this session work? And then I'll say, oh, you know, I want to have more money or better love life. And then I'll just start probing that further, you know.
Does it affect the results if they know what they're speaking is going to be analyzed for a reversal? I mean, does it work better if you don't know you're going to be doing it? Do people get self-conscious, like, oh, I want to be sure I say the right thing in reverse? Or
yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, it does. People know they're being recorded, reversals drop off because they tighten up inside, if you know what I mean. So it's actually been quite interesting. A couple of times I've done clients, and halfway through, they suddenly realize I've been recording. They say, what, you've been recording up until now? Oh, okay, right. And then they pull themselves together, and then the reversals drop off. So
yeah, I think a good way to do it would be to – I used to do this when I was in TV news. Same type of thing when we were going to interview people like a sculptor or a painter or someone that arranges flowers or whatever, and we stand them in front of their thing and set the light up and set the camera and then hold a microphone in front of them and go, okay, ready, 3, 2, 1. Well, what do you know? How did you learn how to do flower arranging? What I found was we'd put a little mic on them, a lavalier wireless mic, and then say, just arrange some flowers, you know, and then get them doing their thing. And then go, oh, why did you put that one there? And they don't know they're being interviewed. It gave a better interview. I think for reverse speech, it might be good to just have them, like, say, oh, well, we're waiting for the camera to come, so never mind. But turn the mic on and don't let them know, and have them just walk around the house and mutter to themselves.
Oh, no, I have been wanting to do that for my whole career, take someone for a whole day. But the work involved in analyzing that would just be horrendous. But just like with remote viewing, you get future tense predictions in reverse speech. And you know, it'd be nice to get someone's reversal for the whole day. And if they're predicting their day in advance or whatever, I don't know.
That would be an interesting project. Because I have a good video and a good microphone, I could take someone and tell them I'm just doing a profile of them doing whatever they do, and then get a bunch and send it to you to reverse. It's a lot of work to do reversals, you know. Just for this show, I took me doing one of the time cross sessions, and I found a couple of what I think are reversals, but you've really got to have an ear for it. It taxes my brain listening to all that backward speech.
It's hard work. It's hard work. Takes a special type of person. Yeah.
Well, what speed do you listen to your first run through?
85% of normal.
85%. And then do you listen to it in chunks, like a sentence at a time, or do you just listen until you hear something?
I listen to it in chunks. I go forwards 5 or 10 seconds and reverse that, then forwards another 5 or 10 seconds and reverse that. So I'm just moving through the tape step by step.
Do you ever I bet some of them you could miss the first time. Like there might be a very complex sentence backwards that you don't initially hear, but when you slow it down and really listen, oh my God, they just said like 10 words.
Yeah, there are some you miss the first time. Unfortunately, I just don't have the luxury anymore of going back and doing it a second time. I just, you know, I've got such a heavy client load.
Well, that's good. You have a good client load. That's good. And you know, I'm just asking. I'm not trying to. I should take your training sometime when I have but I'm fascinated by it. Yeah, having tried it myself, I would encourage people that are listening to take David's training.
Yes, next class starts October 7th. So that's the next course. All right, listen, we better play these reversals you've got already for me, okay?
So, okay, yeah. I'll set them up really quickly. I was recording Time Cross for April. So this is me standing at a board, drawing images and talking about what I see coming up in April. And what I was describing was I described an explosion on a train caused by terrorists.
Oh, really?
And this was published in March and in early April.
That was in France, wasn't it? When did that
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh, Russia wasn't, right.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm talking about was, okay, the first cut one is me saying when is it going to happen? So when is it going to happen? I'm trying to talk to my subconscious to try to go, okay, what is this and when is it going to happen? And backwards, I think I hear, and you'll have to listen to these and help me out. I think I hear myself say, I had it, just knew.
Okay.
I had it, I just knew. Okay. Had it, just knew. Okay.
Yeah, so here's the forwards.
When's it going to happen? Well, we're looking. I just knew.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. I had it, just knew.
I just knew.
Certainly just knew is clear.
I just knew. I held it. Was it I held it or?
Yeah, it's not had. It's not had.
I just knew.
I held it.
I just knew.
I held, just knew. I got that.
Okay, so that's kind of the feeling. It's interesting to me because when you remote view, you're getting very faint impressions and you try to hold on to them and realize them. So that's kind of metaphorically me saying, I held it, I just knew, I held it, just knew.
Right, right.
So that is congruent to my experience of remote viewing. Now, in the second one, I'm talking about a protocol in remote viewing, which is called Annex C. And Annex C is where we do some linear work with an ideogram and probe it to get a date. It's a way to find a linear date without doing linear numbers.
Wow. And
it's pretty complex, but it's called Annex C. And I think that in these reversals over and over again, I use the word scan. I say, scan it. He scanned it. I think that my subconscious calls, that's my subconscious's name for remote viewing is scanning. Because I say, I'm talking about Annex C data, and backwards I say, he scan it. He scan it. So,
all right. So here we go.
Okay. Annex C data for.
Okay, scan it. He scan it.
He's scan it.
Oh yeah, he scan it.
He's scan it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
He scan it, and I guess I'm talking to myself in the third person.
So. Right. Yeah. Well, which is very common in reverse speech. Talk about yourself in the third.
Oh, okay.
Person.
And then scan it comes up again later in the session. When I'm talking about the train bombing and I'm saying, okay, I'm locked onto this thing and I'm trying to figure it out in the remote viewing session. I go, okay, I'm locked onto this thing. And again, I say, he scan it. That does it help?
Okay. All right.
He scan it. That does it help?
Okay.
If you hear that. Locked onto this thing. Boy, this is bad. Then I see... He's scanning that. Does it help?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's nice and clear. Oh, we'll do that again.
He's scanning that. Does it help?
Yeah, wow.
He's scanning that. Does it help?
Absolutely. Wow.
And it. And I was... I guess I was asking, like, does it help to predict? Is it any help? Because I say there's going to be a bombing on a train. Several, and this was like 4 days before it happened. He scan it, which is, I guess, my metaphor for remote viewing, and then does it help?
Sure. Wow. Okay. All right.
I'd like to take a whole session. You know, I just did these really quick. Okay, this one you'll love, because you've had similar ones. This is a texture and a tone that is not whimsical, but it just is a phrase that is unique to reverse speech, and sometimes in remote viewing too. It's interesting how your subconscious phrases things.
Yeah.
Forward, I'm talking about the men who are going to blow up this train, and I'm saying there should be two men at least, a team. And in reverse, I'm saying, see him, Mr. Ambush. Mr. Ambush. See him, Mr. Ambush. Let's play that.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Goals that shouldn't be two men or a team, at least two men. Maybe a team is.
Oh, there it is right there. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, there was some extraneous stuff at the beginning. So.
Yeah, I was playing it thinking, hang on, Dick, I can't hear that, mate. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, no problems.
Seal, Mr. and Ambush.
Yep. Okay, right. Well.
See Mr. Ambush.
Yeah, well, they're going to ambush the train, aren't they?
Yeah, and then I guess a snake would definitely be metaphorical. Now, I don't know if this is like a snake is a villain, or
yes.
or a train would be a snake, because in forward, I know that I'm in a vehicle and I drew the train, but I didn't know consciously that it was a train yet. I'm saying this is moving. It's long. There are people in rows and I can see windows with scenery going by. And I was thinking bus, but I drew the train. And so forward, I'm saying, okay, I'm inside this moving vehicle. I'm inside this moving vehicle, but forward and consciously, I was unsure of what the vehicle was. Thinking back, I see the windows, I see an aisle, I see people seated side by side with scenery rushing by, and I'm saying inside this moving vehicle. In reverse, I say it's like a snake. Yeah, a snake.
Okay, all right.
Inside this moving vehicle, I can't tell. It's like a snake.
That was that here, wasn't it? Yeah, that's not very clear, this one.
Yeah, you can hear, yeah, a snake. Play that again. I hear, yeah, a snake.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Got it.
Said, yeah, a snake.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, I just didn't get it first.
Yeah, a snake.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Okay, so that's what I got off of just about 10 minutes of me doing a remote viewing. So it apparently, you know, when I remote view, I am in the act of communicating with my subconscious, and I'm doing this extemporaneously. So I'm not scripted. I'm making it up on the spot, communicating with my sub. So you would think that some communication would come through.
Oh, and
apparently
yeah.
It does.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, well, you could record a whole remote viewing session. Imagine the information you could get in the whole session. Wow.
Yeah, well, I'll have to do that sometime. This is all I had time to do, because I've been so busy working with Courtney doing this time cross. And we have another series of things that we do called the Mysteries Project.
Oh, right.
The way that works is he gives us a target, like the current one is Mystery 15 or Mystery 16. And I do a long session. I do like hours worth of work on paper, and I email that to Courtney. And he says, that's interesting. Can you do some more work? And I go, okay. And then I set up a camera and I draw color graphics and I do a big, long 30, 40 minute presentation at the whiteboard on camera. And I've just completed my work for Mystery 16, so I can't talk about it. I don't have feedback yet. I still don't know what it is. I've done about probably 3 hours worth of work on it, 3 or 4 hours worth of work, and I've recorded about a half hour worth of video. Daz is doing his work on it right now, and Courtney's son, Aziz, is also doing work. So we're right in the production of this. Courtney hopes to have all the work done by the end of May, and that'll be coming out. I can talk about the last one we did, which was about 3 months ago, which was the Roswell incident. What happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you done any remote, reverse speech on there? I guess there's not too much.
Air Force came out with a famous statement in 97 or 98 saying it was all test dummies. And I did reversals on that. And Versa said they're faking it and they shared secrets with NASA. So something happened.
Yeah. It would be interesting if you could have gotten the original audio of that first press conference where they were there with the broken up weather.
Available on YouTube. Might be. Huh.
Yeah. Well, there's that picture of that, but I don't know if they recorded that. Anyway, we did Roswell, and yeah, we saw a disc. All three viewers saw not just one, but a bunch of discs. There was a whole group of them, and one crashed. I felt it was shot down somehow, but if people go to farsight.org, they can get a link to find out about how to watch that. It's a streaming video on Vimeo. So David, is there an awakening happening? Are people more open to this now? Is there disclosure happening? Are more and more people waking up? Do you get less people saying you're crazy?
Oh, yeah, far less people saying I'm crazy. Yeah, there's a real interest in it out there. I get very little criticism nowadays. The questions that people ask is not, is the reversal there, but what does it say? Do you have, you know, are you interpreting it accurately? So that's a big step forwards, isn't it? So they're assuming it's there, but have I got it right? So, you know, I'm getting there step by step, 34 years of work, you know, the brand new field.
Yeah, well, it's the thing that does it for me is that the reversals are related to what the person is saying. It's not just gibberish. I mean, if it was just random, you'd be saying things like, I'll paint my potatoes, you know, or, right, you know, right. put a toothbrush on my drone. It would be words, but they would be nonsensical, but they're related.
Yeah, that was the thing that convinced me back in the early days. So was this direct contextual relationship. Like the first reversal I found in his speech was Neil Armstrong. Of course, he says backwards, man will spacewalk. And, you know, you run it forward and you hear him walking on the moon. And you go, wow, that's directly connected, you know.
So yeah.
And it was just, it took me a year or two before I got the connection, but I finally did. I thought, oh, wow, this is quite amazing. It is quite amazing.
What I'm trying to wrap my mind around right now is, how does time work? And I guess we can't ever really understand that when we are in this physical dimension, in these bodies, having a three-dimensional experience, because time seems to be outside of that. Like, how am I able to see that train blowing up with two terrorists on board? And I drew the terrorist exactly, by the way. I drew the guy's, the suspect's picture. I drew it exact, like as good as a police sketch. When I saw that, I was like, holy crap. Okay, how did I do that? How does that work? You know, I'm trying to wrap my mind around that. Is everything happening simultaneously in some other dimension? Is time only a artifact of us being in this three-dimensional plane? Are they is it like a forming wave? Like when I was watching my friend surf today, my friend can see a swell out over the horizon and paddle his surfboard to the exact place where the wave is going to break because he can see it forming up. Is maybe that's what reality is a bunch of forming waves, and we're just seeing the result of that waveform.
It very well be so. Discussion for another show, Dick. We're at the end, mate. Thanks.
Hey, I look forward to your documentary. Keep us posted on it. Nice to talk with you, and have a good, safe trip, man.
Sure will. Okay, thanks, Dick. We'll see you all next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.